It's time to go beyond the playbook with us, analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. The Bills went to New Jersey. Keep in mind, of course, the Jets, the New York Jets play in New Jersey. And they came away with a 41-10 win. How did such a big turnaround come together for the Bills?
Ooh, it was such a fun game to watch and one in which everything went right for the Bills, including a stifling defensive performance, a rarely seen fake punt, successful, a touchdown catch by an offensive lineman, the season's first 100-yard performance by a wide receiver, and finally an above-average quarterback play by new addition Matt Barkley. And it's a good thing Barkley looked the part, because I was ready to once again lay into the Bills for neglecting to take a shot at Colin Kaepernick, although I still think he's low risk, high potential reward at the position, be good character addition to the locker room. But hey, have to give credit where credit's due, and yesterday was highlighted by Matt Barkley and his offense. Consider that in their 41 points, the Bills scored more in four quarters yesterday than the offense scored in the last four games combined. And as I mentioned before, they did it in some really fun ways. Throughout the season, my biggest criticism with how the Bills have mismanaged the quarterback position was based on how impactful it was in holding back the rest of the offense to simply see what kind of individual players they have to go into next year. And yesterday, you just illustrated how important that was and what competent quarterback play can do in terms of illuminating different positions. And it did just that. The star of the wide receiver core, Robert Foster, he was just called up from the practice squad the day before and exploded with 105 yards. Second-year question mark, Zay Jones, he wasn't far behind with 93 yards receiving, showing his incremental improvement isn't a fluke and that he can thrive under the right circumstances. And Barkley's play also showed that beleaguered wideout Kelvin Benjamin just isn't the right fit on this team, because quarterback play was no excuse yesterday, and Benjamin, who was thrown to three times, had zero catches and just showed poor effort. So from an evaluation perspective, it's great to see the offense finally click, and I suspect star running back LeSean McCoy was smiling after the game, as it's evident that he can still be really successful in a regularly functioning offense. He had a season-high 113 yards rushing on 26 carries with two touchdowns. Oh, and I didn't even touch on the defense, who never let the Jets even have a chance into the game. And they were highlighted by two interceptions and seven plays for loss, including three sacks. Like I said at the beginning, everything went right for Buffalo yesterday.
And the Bills now head into their bye week with a 3-7 record. All right, that most certainly made for a good mood yesterday, but can this game lead into something for the Bills to build upon?
Yeah, you know, tough to say. It was a fun game, but the Jets are terrible, and Matt Barkley came off the street to surprise everyone. To do that again seems unlikely, but you never know. And what it did do, though, is it gave the team a major boost of confidence as they head into their week off, and that's not to be underestimated when it comes to the remaining games. And look, I don't mean to suggest that the Bills are going to go on some sort of meaningful run, but they can finish their six final games in a way that sets them up for the future, because while many of these guys will not be on next season's version of the Bills, many of them will. And just not only will it be important to see some growth for management to evaluate, but it'll also be important to demonstrate that for each other. And I suspect after the bye week, we'll see the return of rookie quarterback Josh Allen, and today he had to produce a bit of a sigh of relief from management, as it would have been just really tough to put Allen back into an offense that was incapable of producing anything. You know, and it's only one game against a bad Jets team, but the offense did show that they at least have some capability to produce. So it'll be interesting to see, and hopefully a little more fun to watch if Allen can build upon today's performance and his expected return.
No, hopefully good things are ahead for the Bills, but we'll just enjoy what we have for now. As always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.